Over the last four decades, there's been no shortage of dialogue, discussions, seminars about the problems of salmon on the Kenai River and what should be done, but very little about solutions about what the grassroots people, property owners, can do. It was very inspiring to be at a meeting just the other night and talking now with Savrina Bentz, who is with the Coastal Training Program, and here at the Cook Inlet Keeper Community Room, a group of about 50 people gathered to recommend solutions, something that you and I can do, not to take the problem off of the deck, but to do something. Is this something that we are going to see more of in the future, Savrina?
I really hope so. I think that my work at the Kachemak Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, we do a lot of the information gathering, the communicating with people about possibilities and options and informing actions that they can take. But I think now is a really great time for people to reflect and think about what are those tangible, practical things that they can do as individuals, as small groups, with their businesses, with their partners. There's just kind of limitless possibilities to think about the places we live, the landscapes we live in, and how it supports people and salmon.
Is there cause for hope that this type of a movement can return the king salmon?
Oh, well, you know, we've got a lot of different salmon here, too. It's not just the kings. There's the silvers, the reds. There's all sorts of salmon that people care about. I think that we have a really good chance to think about the way we live on landscapes, the actions that we take, our day-to-day lives, and see how we can influence the early life stages of salmon, especially when they're these tiny little juveniles the size of a paperclip. They're really vulnerable. It's like there are nurseries, there are little baby fish growing up. So what can we do in these vulnerable early life stages to help them have a good chance of success once they hit the open water?
Savrina, how did you get interested in these issues?
Well, I grew up in the Southern Kenai Peninsula, grew up catching kings, you know, every summer, and slowly I've caught fewer and fewer kings. You know, I had to shift my attention to other species as we've seen fish decline. And so I think from a very, like, individual and family level, you know, fish are an important part of my life ways. And I grew up, you know, learning from my parents, and I hope to be able to still have those opportunities for to fish for salmon with my kids, you know.
Now, is there an opportunity for somebody who says, okay, this summer I'm going to do something. I'm going to plant a tree or I'm going to do something to find out some of the ideas that are here tonight about what we can do. What will be there that we can do in this coming year to at least look back in the fall after we've got our freezer full and say, I also did something?
Well, I hope that from this event that just happened here at the Cook Inlet Keeper Action Studio, that the whole community will prioritize a set of those actions, and so we'll have some momentum behind those. I think that there's some near-term things as far as prevention, as far as restoration and improving our environment and our water. There's some opportunities for conservation for water. So there's a lot of different ways to contribute, and I think there's hands-on things, planting, removing invasives, shovel-ready types of projects, but there's also contributions people can make just by contributing their insight or their knowledge. So just because you can't go out with a shovel doesn't mean you can't be part of the solution.
No, you've been here all your life, and what do you see as are we making progress? Do we know more? Do we know, rather than when you were growing up and identified the problem, do we have ideas that can bring solutions today that we didn't have, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Definitely. When I was growing up, I thought salmon only lived in big rivers, and I didn't know that they are in these tiny little headwater streams that you can stand across. And now I know that salmon habitat is everywhere, and I think every action that we take, we can have a positive influence on salmon.
Best place for someone who says, I'm going to do that this year, that they can go to a website to sign up or to volunteer?
I think the Local Solution website here in the Central Peninsula is a great place to do that. The Kachemak Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve also has a new website for salmon watershed stewardship. So just search that in your internet browser choice, and you'll come to our page where we outline some of the knowledge we've gained and some of the opportunities to engage.
So a grassroots movement can be effective?
I hope so.
There's that hope again. Wonderful four-letter word. Severine Bentz is with the Coastal Training Program. We now have an action community that wants to go out and do something, one thing, this summer. I'm Russ Sikorski, returning you to that salmon-saving sound of KSRM.